Okay. Boom. Big Shaq. Outa Asni. Scoop no. Rap no. Usna. Outa the girl, let me go. Boom. 2+2=4. -1, that's 3. Max. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was the uncle's. When a team went back, quack, quack. You man was dumb.
Best in Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega for Winterfest 2017. Yes, I'm back. I know. God help you all. Welcome to the Voice of Sega. On tonight's show, I have absolutely no idea what we're going to do, but I feel like it's going to be a fun time. We already started off the show with some man's not hot. Man can never be hot. Perspiration ting. Use that. Link's effect. We might do an encore of that later on tonight. I might do a live karaoke session of it because, of course, I know all the words to that song. Of course I do. So I might do a little sing-along for all of you. Or I might get the original version, instrumentals, and just have a laugh, sing that for you guys. Then after that, we had Crush 40, Two Nights to Remember. So it has been a while since I've been on this show here on Radio Sega. I said the last time I was on here was August, maybe? Yeah, let's see if we can find out what the last day I was on. Let's have a look-see, shall we? Alright, my last show was on... I can't even tell. It was on the 7th month, whichever one that is. Hang on, let's... January, February, March, April, May, June, July. My last show was in July, so it's been quite a few months since I've done any radio. So, bear with me. Bear with me on that. So yeah, on tonight's show, we'll go over some of the old stuff we used to do. So we'll talk about some of the Sega news that's happening out at the moment. We'll be talking about what games we've been playing recently. What else did I used to do back in the day? Hang on. Yeah, Game Talk, the news. We'll bring those back for today with my absolutely terrible little openers, which sound like I'm saying Gay Talk and the Nudes, as Green Viper says. I've also got a few requests coming in, which I'll be sure to play on later tonight, including everyone's favourite Tap Papaya and also we've got some other classics, Voice of Sega classics. If you ever used to watch Voice of Sega often, you'll know what songs are coming up. But let's get back to straight into some music, and then we'll be back to talk about the Sega news. So coming up next is two tracks from Sonic Generations. We've got Escape from the City, and then after that, we've got Speed Highway. Enjoy. Sound like
the news.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was some tracks from Sonic Generations. We had Escape from the City, and then after that we had Speed Highway. Two songs which are dear in my heart as two of my favourites. And this music's pretty groovy going on in the background. Ooh! Anyway, let's get into the news, shall we? We can get in our news today from Sega Bits and Sega Nerds, so be sure to check out their websites, as they're two of the best outlets to get your Sega news in general, not just specifically Sonic or anything like that, because then there are other websites for specific stuff, but Sega Bits and Sega Nerds are good for general everything Sega. So start off with Atlas teasing the new 3DS Etrian Odyssey title announcement for Spring 2018. I've never played an Etrian Odyssey game. I don't know anything about it. If you've played it, let me know if they're good or not. Explain to me kind of what the game's about, because I don't really know what it's about. So tell me, should I get it? Should I not? Is it worth my time? Is it a pass? In some more news, which is actually pretty cool, however, you can now get Company of Heroes 2 for free through the Humble Bundle. If you go over to Humble Bundle, you can just connect your account to Steam, and you get a free copy of Company of Heroes 2. You want to do it quick before it runs out tomorrow, so be sure to get on that. And also, while you're over at Humble Bundle, they've got a really, really good deal going on at the moment where you can get Sony Vegas, which is a video editing software, along with some other softwares, including music programs, a web designer. What else have they got? They got audio editing software, only for $20. And it's got a recommended retail price of about $800. So you're getting quite a good deal for $20 there. So I recommend picking that up as well. If you want to get into YouTube or video editing of any sorts, definitely pick that up, because it's only a one-time payment of $20, $928 value right there. So definitely pick that up. In some other news, Sega have teased a new project that's in the works. All they've done so far is just release a little image of like a Japanese harborside. And no one knows what to make of this as of yet. Some people are thinking it's going to be like a graphic novel type game sort of thing. A story-based game. I actually have no idea. And I'm not 100% sure if it will be localized or not. But we're going to have to wait and see. So that will be announced on February the 14th, 2018. So we've still got a little while to go before we find out more information on that. A certain magical Virtual On, which is a mashup between an anime series and Virtual On, now has a demo which is out on PSN. Green Vipers is gone, Scott. Give us a plug of your YouTube channel. I will be doing that a bit later on. speaking of, I've got a new YouTube channel which I'll plug in a bit. So, yeah, Virtual On, a certain magical Virtual On. Demo is now out on Japanese PSN. I quite like the look of this game, and I really hope it comes out in the West. Good old Jamie said, by graphic novel, you mean visual novel. There we go. My brain was a bit dead then. It is quite early in the morning. I only woke up about half an hour ago, so my brain can't think of words properly. Shenmue 3 is a game that's coming out sometime, and I'm still not sure if it's going to be great or not, but we're going to have to wait and see. However, they announced a new character for the game, and she just looks like a generic kind of girl. But we'll have to wait and see what they do with her character. It might be interesting. Hopefully Shenmue 3 is the game we've all been waiting for. Hopefully it's not just a ukulele or a Mighty No. 9. But we'll have to wait and see. In some of the news, Tommy, have revealed a new line of Sonic the Hedgehog merchandise, such as action figures, plush and plush toys. Some of these look absolutely terrible. Some of the plushies look like they're bootleg copies. Some of the action figures looks pretty good. They've got one of Infinite, which looks pretty awesome. One of Zavok, which looks pretty cool. But then you've got ones such as Vector, Supersonic plushies, which just look absolutely awful. I'm going to put a photo up in the Discord so you can see just how bad these plushies are, because they are truly something to behold. Let's see if we've got any other good information coming out at the moment. Brave Wave have announced a resurrection of the Panzer Dragoon soundtrack, as they're rearranging it, making it more fancy, more lovely, and releasing it out on CD and vinyl. So look forward to that. Panzer Dragoon, this game I really want to play, but I've never got around to playing it. Alright, let's move over to Sega Nerds, see if they have any information for us as well. Shadow the Hedgehog was toned down prior to release. This is very interesting, how Shadow the Hedgehog was going to actually be more unconventional for Sonic, and even more mature than it was in the end. Apparently they toned down the game, which is very interesting. I would have liked to see what would have came of a even edgier Shadow the Hedgehog game. I'm kind of glad they toned it down, because even that game gets flack for its edginess, so I can't even imagine what it was originally going to be. And I believe that's kind of it for the Sega news of this week. A lot has happened since I've left. Oh, we got one more big thing to talk about, which I completely forgot until as soon as I'm about to finish the segment. But my girl, my babe, Bayonetta, she's back, baby. I was so excited. I was watching the Game Awards because I was excited to see what Nintendo had in store for us. That's all I really watched the Game Awards for. And then you had Jose Faro, whatever his name was, come up on stage, the guy from EA. He was hilarious. He's like the Tommy Wiseau of video games. Love him. So that was quite entertaining. But then Nintendo came on, and they showed off Bayonetta 1 and 2, something that I've been wanting for ages. It's one of my dream games when the Switch was announced. I'd say my dream games were Bayonetta and Rocket League. I don't know why, but I really wanted Rocket League on the Nintendo Switch. But Bayonetta 1 and 2 got announced. I was like, yes, this is amazing. I can't wait to play Bayonetta for the third time now. And then afterwards, Reggie comes on stage. And he's like, you think that was all we had to show for you today? And I'm like, they're gonna announce Bayonetta 3, aren't they? They're going to do it. Are they going to do it? And they did it. And I was pretty excited. James says, how do you feel about another Nintendo exclusive Bayonetta game? I don't care, to be honest. I love Nintendo. I love PC. I love PlayStation. I don't as much love Xbox. Xbox has got no good exclusive, really. You got Halo. You got Forza. And all the exclusives now you can play on PC. So Xbox, I'm not going to get into this discussion, even though I just kind of have. But yeah, with Bayonetta, it's a shame for Xbox One and PS4 fans. However, the circumstances of why it's on Nintendo is understandable. Bayonetta 1 came out. It was a bit of a cult classic. It wasn't hugely successful in terms of sales. And because around that time, Sega were having a hard time financially, they couldn't fund Bayonetta 2, even though it had gotten started and stuff like that. They couldn't fund it, and they had to pull the company back a bit, work on smaller titles, work on just their key franchises. So they didn't have the money or the risk of being able to try to make a sequel to the game. And it wasn't until Nintendo came along and helped fund the game that it became a thing on the Wii U. And I feel like because of its success on the Wii U, you had quite a bit of success, and you had Bayonetta show up in Smash Brothers. I feel like it was kind of a clever decision by Sega as well to let Nintendo fund Bayonetta 3 as well. Because when you think about it, Sega have the license to Bayonetta. So even if they don't fund the game, they're still going to get profits from it. So Sega will be a little bit sneaky here. And I don't mind it because I love my Nintendo Switch. And speaking of Nintendo Switch, as I said earlier, stay tuned for an announcement of my new YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe to it, you guys. Shameless plug right there. But yeah, later on in the show, we'll be doing a little giveaway where we will be giving away... Yeah, let me just find out what it is again. We'll be giving away one Insert Coin Sonic hoodie, which I kind of want to just claim for myself, but I won't do that because I'm a lovely person. And then also an Insert Coin cap. And you really want these because Insert Coin are amazing. They're a little bit overpriced, in my opinion, which is why you want to win this, because you get it for free. So stay tuned later on the show, and we'll figure out how we're going to give these away. If you have any suggestions on how I should give these away, any fun little games we should do, be sure to give me a little DM or write it in the chat how you think we should win these. But before we go back to some more music, let's read what some people have been saying in the chat. So, SBK said, if you're a fan of Dungeon Crawlers, that callback to pen and paper RPGs and guild managing, you might like Etrian Odyssey. Dungeon Crawlers, yep, guild managing, not so much. I've never really done it, but it doesn't appeal to me that much. But I might try one eventually. We'll have to wait and see. Boogaloo the Kid said, I've been wanting Medieval to be relevant again. And it kind of is, thanks to the PSX thing the other day, which, my quick opinion, it was not the most exciting thing. I knew once they started and they sat down on the couch, I'm like, this is going to be a more sort of developer-focused PSX. They're just going to talk to the developers about their games and get more into it than sort of just show game after game after game, because that was sort of what they did in Paris early on in the year. So I wasn't expecting much from it. And we didn't get all that much from it, but there were some cool announcements. Green Viper says, I kind of want to claim the hoodie for myself because it's cold in here. A Radio Sega hoodie, that is. I'd like that as well. Can I have a Radio Sega hoodie, please? Even though it's like summertime here in Australia. There's one last thing before we get to the music. I know I've been stalling for like 5 minutes now. Let's do a bit of weather. So in England, it's probably really cold. It's probably like -1, I assume, at the moment. Celsius, that is, because we don't talk about Fahrenheit here. Currently in Perth, Western Australia, it's currently 8:35 a.m. and it's already 23 degrees Celsius, which is not actually that bad. We're going to get to a max of 25 degrees with next Thursday. We're getting to a high of 34 degrees. So, we're getting there. Green Viper says, see, Scott has ASMR keyboard noises too. Indeed, I've got quite the loud mechanical keyboard. KCC, what's a far and height? I know, Fahrenheit. I still don't understand Fahrenheit. It's like, it's 74 degrees Fahrenheit right now, but it doesn't make it, like, Celsius is so simple. You got 0 degrees, which is freezing point. Then you got 100 degrees Celsius, which is boiling point. So, using that kind of scale, you have a sense of how hot something is from 0 to 100. And then -0 is like beyond freezing. Whereas Fahrenheit, you got like, it's currently 74 degrees Fahrenheit. That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. But anyway, enough about silly American measurements. Let's get into some more music, and coming up next, we have a song from Sonic Forces, and that song is Infinite. Enjoy.
together, and I've got to make my decision. This time could be my moment. If this a mirage or a chance to fulfill my mission.
Always this in a speechless. Remind us for here. the shape. Who's the enemy? Is it true or best to be the opposition? My position taken out relentlessly. The pink of chemistry released in my vicinity. Made friend or wife by any kind and all his history. Leave it up to me. I'm not gonna let it be. I'm a lone orphan who will take control by any means. Before my weaponry, a bet will see it to the end. You think that I'm a pawn? Well, let the game begin. Okay, it's time, my friend. You'll begin to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. It's over in a flash. It doesn't make a difference who's gonna end up missing or being bad in a state of critical condition. Okay, the competition is getting on my nerves. If you can feel the heat, then you're already burned. Make the confetti turn. I'm trying to duck the germ. And if you're in my way, it's an unlucky turn. I'm not a fluffy learn. A little gay to fool. I graduated honors. Exterminator school. I'm in the hurting deep. What would you do if you were me? Well, it don't really matter, cause I'm just doing me. To my quest, it's either you or me, not making choice, no regret. Okay, it's time, my friend, you'll begin to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. You're standing in my path, well, I'm about to smash. Don't worry, it's over in a flash. I can't contain my friend, I'm a soldier to the death. Look around, there ain't too many left. Watch your step, first move, it's a doozy. You thought you had a chance, you could have fooled me. What I need to do is go in the violent rage. Isn't that the in the final days, I'm living in the cage. Look around, it's full of crap. The people hanging on, feasting on the scraps. What's the half? It's a trap full of madness. Emotions out the window is a form of a past his asses. Do you want to maintain or get deleted from a mistaken life, but you should get. Okay, it's time, my friend. You'll begin to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. You're standing in my path. Well, I'm about to smash. Don't worry, it's over in a flash.
It could be over in a flash.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was quite a few songs. We started off there with Infinite from Sonic Forces. That was the first time I've actually listened to the full version of that song. It was pretty good. It was a bit edgy. It was a bit. I cut my finger a little bit, but it was enjoyable. Then after that, we had Rivers in the Desert from Persona 5. That was a request from the one, the only. I'm just trying to find out who requested it. It was Magic Not Tex, which is a very strange username. I've not heard one like that before. Then after that, we had Over in a Flash from Anarchy Reigns, a soundtrack which I seem to play every single time I do a show. I'm not the biggest fan of rap, but I absolutely love this. I love the soundtrack for Anarchy Reigns for some reason. But it's now time to do a little bit of a giveaway. And we're going to start off by giving away the Insert Coin Cap. Now, with this giveaway, I asked how we should do it. And I believe Green Viper said a way. I was like, yeah, that's a bit boring of doing like a raffle draw. I ain't about that life. To spice things up a bit, I like to make things a little bit more fun. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a little game. I've done this one before, but I liked it. I liked how it went. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna think of a. We'll make it easy for the cap. I'm gonna think of a Sonic the Hedgehog character, and everyone has to DM me who they think I'm thinking about. I'm going to start giving you more clues as to who this character is, and the first person to get it wins. However, to make things fair, instead of people just spamming all different names, you can only post one character per minute. So you got to really think about it. And then comment which character you think I'm talking about. And if you're wrong, you have to wait a minute of me having to go through more clues before you can guess again. we just had a guess from Shaddix. I won't read it out, but it was pretty humorous. Rex says, just call her SPK. Oh, it's SPK. I knew that. For some reason, her username is something different. But anyway, let's think of a Sonic the Hedgehog character, shall we? I'm going to look up some Sonic characters. So this is the chance to win a insert coin cap. So what you have to do is message me on Discord. I'm Dr. Scotnik. You will be able to find me on the right hand side at the top under show hosts. Or if you don't have Discord, send a DM, a private message, to @voiceofsega. And I'll be sure to keep my eye on that as well. Just got to make sure I've actually got my messages for Voice of Sega up. Hang on a moment. See, this is what happens when you don't get prepared. Okay. So you have one guess per minute as to who the character is. So I'd say wait a little bit. Try to figure out, get some clues down your belt. That sounded a bit strange there. And then once you think you've figured it out, then send me a message. And you might win a insert coin cap. So, Sonic the Hedgehog characters. Let's have a look at some of the lists, shall we? Alright, so we've got Sonic. We've got Classic Sonic. We've got Boom Sonic. There's a lot of Sonics there. Alrighties. I think I know who I'm going to choose for this. I think. Alright. So I'm gonna select this character right here. I'm gonna have a look at the character just so I can describe them and talk about them. Pretty cool. Okay, so the competition starts now. So get your typey types, your keyboard ready. There you go. They're not called a typey type. It's called a keyboard. If you didn't know, get ready. Have Dr. Scotnik open, ready to send a message as to who you think it is, or at Voice of Sega. And just to confirm, as Refa just asked, this is for the cap. So this is for the cap. This is a Sonic the Hedgehog character, which you have to guess. Don't put it in the Radio Sega chat. Private message it to me. So we get into it right now. So if anyone wanted to just send me a character and they just happened to get it right, you've won it. But we'll have to wait and see. So this character, I don't know if they have a gender or not. But if they were to have a gender, I'd say it'd be male. So this sort of character, he hasn't been in the series for very long. It wasn't until the post-Genesis sort of 3D era that this character came about. And the character's been in quite a few Sonic games since its first game. It's got a really cool design, this character. Oh, and we got our first message from Supersonic Swag. Let's have a look who they wrote. Alright, they got the first answer in. Unfortunately, that is incorrect, so you're going to have to wait 1 minute before you can guess again. Oh, we got another answer here. Let's have a look who this is. Oh, we got another one there. Also wrong. My apologies there. We got one from KC. I don't know if KC's joining in. Oh, he is joining in, and he got it wrong as well. Oh, you have to wait a minute there, sir. We got one more there. And we've already got our winner. Ladies and gentlemen, would you look at that? That was a very good guess there, sir. I'll keep going a little bit more, just to tease other people, see if they can figure it out. But this character, going into more details, came out in Sonic Heroes, was his first game. He's got a really cool sort of black and yellow sort of design to him. He then later appeared in Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic 06, and most recently Sonic Forces as well. The voice acting for this character was really good in Sonic Heroes, but then kind of got a bit bad in Sonic 06. This character is not an animal; it is a robot. And we just got another correct answer right there. But unfortunately, Rexy, someone got it before you, and that was good old Rick. Rick is the winner of the insert coin cap. So congratulations. So Rick, be sure to send me your details my way so I can pass them on to the so you can basically get your cap and you can swagger about the place looking absolutely beautiful, showing everyone your stride, your style. Just make sure they know you got it for me because of your amazing guesswork. Rexy just said, I just wanted to take part anyway. I like that. I like the taking fun. That's what it's about. It's not about winning. It's about having fun. So congratulations very much to Rick for winning there. Be sure to send me your details so I can pass them on to the person who needs them. And yeah, let's go back to some more music, and then we'll return to give away the Sonic Insert Coin hoodie, which is going to be very cool. So we're going to make that one a little bit more tricky, make that a little bit harder to do. So coming up next is a request from... Who was this from? Let's have a check. This was a request from Snowy Tex. It's a beautiful name right there. And it is my dear friend, Rally, from Sega Rally. But that was not a good segue because I haven't actually put the song in yet, so bear with me one second. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. It's been a while. It's been like 6 months, okay? Bear with me. All right, here it is from Sega Rally Championship. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was my dear friend Rally from Sega Rally Championship. Then after that, we had, would you like to tap my papaya? The long version, if you know what I'm saying. That was requested by several people for some god unknown reason. So, before we move on to the next competition, I just want to do a little bit of a plug, because why not? So, back in the day, I used to do a lot of YouTube. I used to do a lot of YouTube channels. I worked on quite a few different, like, collaboration channels. But since last year, I haven't done any YouTube whatsoever. But it wasn't until the other day that I decided to get back into it, and give it a shot. Try to give it a new lease of life with new YouTube and try something different. So I just want to share out my YouTube. I know it's going to be a bit sacrilege to talk about this here on Radio Sega, But I'm going to just write hashtag shameless plug. It is a Nintendo channel, I know. But there will be Sega content in this, whatever Sega games come out for Nintendo Switch. I've got plans to do a video with KC on the channel, playing some Puyo Puyo Tetris. We'll absolutely dominate him. And I've got quite a few other big plans for this channel as well. I'm doing it in collaboration with my friend Jimmy, or Nalbus, as some of you know. So be sure to check it out. Be sure to subscribe to it as well. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and all that jazzy jazz, as they always say, back in the day. Boogie the Kid said, you should have called it the Sega Lounge. Well, that's the thing, I came up with the idea of the channel. It's the Nintendo Lounge, that's a really cool idea, I really like that, it's really good. And then I made it, and then I showed it to KC, it's like, that's a original name we got there. And I thought, wait, what is he on about? Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? And I was like, wait, oh. And Casey was just like, I'm going to sue you. I was like, well, time to delete the channel. I think I'll make it even more salty for Casey, where whenever I do a Sega-related video on this channel, I'll just call it the Sega Lounge. Just to steal all of Casey's views, or listeners, I should say. Nintendo Land. I got a video coming up later today. I've got a very cool video coming up tomorrow where I'm going to this little museum. It's called the Nostalgia Box here in Australia, and it's a little video game museum. And today they're celebrating their second year anniversary, and they wanted me to video their little party they're doing, make a video on it. So that'll be going up on the Nintendo Lounge channel, so be sure to check that out. But let's get into the competition at hand, which is the chance to win. Drum roll, please, even though you already know what it is. It is a chance to win an Insert Coin Sonic the Hedgehog hoodie. So how are we going to give this one away? I feel like, what we're going to do is I'm going to pick a number between 1 to 100. Everyone has one chance to choose a number. This will be during the next music break, so you have about 5 minutes to private message me a number between 1 and 100, and whichever person is closest to that number, by the time we come back from the music break, you'll win this Sonic the Hedgehog hoodie. Peachy says, "What hoodie? I want to see it." I actually have no idea what it looks like. Just know it's Insert Coin, so it's probably really, really cool. So you're just going to have to wait and see. I'm already getting some people send messages of numbers. I'm not going to look at it because I haven't actually thought of a number yet. So we're going to go back to some more music. You've got 5 minutes to send me a number between 1 and 100. I'm going to come up with it now. I'm not going to make it the generic 69, but I might be double... good old mind tricks of you there. I'm not going to do 100. I'm not going to do 44. I'm not going to do 12. I'm not going to do 22. I'm not going to do 14. I'm not going to do 36. Okay. I know what I'm going to do. It might have been one of those. It might have not been. Who knows? So I'm going to cut over a number right now. I've come up with it. I've decided. So, coming up next is a track from... What should we do? We're going to do another Sonic Forces song. This time, we're going to do Fist Bump. If I can find it. There it is. So, enjoy Fist Bump, and then we'll be back to announce the winner of the Sonic the Hedgehog Insert Coin hoodie. So, I shall see you all in 5 minutes.
Alone, even though I am strong, need something new. Together we can show the world what we can do. You are nice to me and I'm nice to you. Push me on through until the battle's won. No one's gonna give something to us. Into each other we put our trust. Standing united after the fight. All alone we will never be. The two of us are holding the key. We see today what we're gonna
The Voice of Sega with Dr. Skotnik.
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega. I'm Radio Sega. What we just had there was Fist Bump for Sonic Forces. And during that music break, you had the chance to send me a number between 1 and 100. The closest number will win a Sonic the Hedgehog hoodie sized at medium. Which I forgot to mention before, but it's size at medium. My apologies there. But I'm going to give you a few more minutes to get your answers in because I like to push things away, like to tease people. I'm going to make you go for a bit of torture for the next 3 minutes. So enjoy this. Yo. Big Shuck, one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Skip. Skitty cook cut. Yo. 2 plus 2 is 4. -1, that's 3 quick maps. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl is at Uckers. When the team went quack, quack, quack. You remember ducking. Hold tight at me. He's got a pompy. Hold tight my man. he's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the road, moving like cornflakes. Rice Krispies, hold tight, Miguel Whitney. On the road, doing 10 toes. Lama toes, you met for a froze. I see a pen girl and a pose. It's not on a ghost. Ha, look at your nose. Shut your nose, huh? You donut. Nose long like garden toes. I tell a man's not hot. Yeah, I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. Yeah, I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Hop out the 4 door, put the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Just chillin' in the corridor. Your dad is 44. And still call a man for a tour. Ha, look at him. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw. Take man hooks by force. Send man shot by force. Your girl knows I got the sauce. No ketchup, just sauce. Raw sauce. Yo, boom. Ah. The ting goes rah. Pop, cat, 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 cat. Skitty coot, cat, cat. And the toot, toot, rah, boom. Skia. Toot, 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 coot, coot, boom. Boom, boom. Ha. You're done now. I tell a man's not hot. Yeah, I tell a man's not hot. Girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot, never hot. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot. Perspiration ting. Link effect. You didn't hear me, did you? Use roll-on, use that. Or spray. Either way, A, B, C. Alphabet ting. The ting goes cap, 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 cap. Skitty coot, cap, cap. And the tuk, tuk, rrr, pum. Skia. Tuk, 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 coot, coot, pum. Pum, pum. Ha, yo, you're done now. Tell a man's not hot. Ha, yeah, yeah, man's not hot. Take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Tell a man's not hot. Yeah, tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Ha, yeah, yeah, alright, fire in the booth. Yeah, yeah, man's not hot. Man can never be hot. Casey? Casey's not hot. 20? He's a little bit hot. Shaddix? Super hot. Hello and welcome back to The Voice of Sega. What we just had there was absolute beauty. Let's just see what some people's reactions were in the chat there. Alright, let's have a look. Let's have a look, see. Keck, lol. I'm gonna give you a few more minutes so you can lose some weight to fit that hoodie. Never hot. I effing love you, Doctor. I love you too, sir. Uckers, Casey, XD, oh no. This is what we have to listen to before we figure out who wins. This is amazing. Who knew Dr. Sonic could rap? I know, right? Jamie says, this is torture. Trappy Tech says, damn, that boy got some skills. The best bit is, I wasn't actually reading any lyrics. I memorized the whole I memorized all the lyrics to that song, and I'm somewhat proud and just somewhat ashamed of myself. But yeah. But anyway, let's get in to who won this hoodie. I gave you plenty of time. Unless you're dead from that, whatever that was. So let's go through some of the answers I got. So we're gonna go, so I've got the number in my head. We're gonna look at, we'll start off with Rick, who's got a fairly close score. So far, Rick is winning, yet again. But we're gonna go to Jingle Bad Vibes, see what you chose. Oh, almost the exact same answer there, so not bad, not bad. We're gonna go to Garico, maybe that's how you pronounce it. We got very good score there. Very good, very good, very nice, very nice. We're gonna go to Krills with a art answer. Not bad, not bad, not bad. We're gonna go to Tappy Tex. Oof. Not a bad answer, but a little bit off. A little bit off, sir. Or madam. Or however you identify as. We're gonna go to Electric Boogaloo. I don't want anything. I just want to have fun. Alrighties, well, you have to just have patience with that one. Shaddix said 69, classic Shaddix. I believe also Green Viper also chose 69 as well. It was 69 and then he edited it to 42. I see what you're doing there. Don't try to trick me, boy. We've got Rapid Run. We've got a fairly alright answer. We're going to go to Jamie. A fairly mediocre answer right there. We've got two more to go. We've got Supersonic Swag with a score of 36. I don't know why he just said your answer there, but they chose 36. And then we'll go to PT. Oh, with probably the lowest score of 37. Now, we did have an answer which was correct. But they said that they didn't... I love the irony of this. I just got to find out who said it again. Electric Boogaloo said 89, which was the correct answer. But then said, I don't want anything. I just want to have fun. Now, Electric Boogaloo, you have a choice. Do I give this prize to someone else? As you said, you didn't really want it. Or are you going to claim it? So I'll make you a little decision there. Will you claim it or will you give it on to second place? So I'll let him have a little make-up of his decision there. That was good English there, Scott. Well done. While he decides, I'm just going to check if any of you subscribe to my new channel, because you should have, which is Nintendo Lounge. We got one subscriber. Thank you very much, peeps. Electric Boogaloo said, give it to someone else. Alrighty, we'll give it to someone else. So, whoever came second place will win this. So, whoever was closest to 89. So, Krills said 75, so that's very close. 70 Sagan to Jingle Bad Vibes. 78 to Rick. 43, no, 78 to Rick. We've got 81 from Garoko. I'm terrible with pronouncing names. So 81 there. I believe the winner, second place, is Garoko. And so be sure to send me your details over a private message. Congratulations, you won the Sonic the Hedgehog insert coin hoodie. So be sure to send me your details. Congratulations with your 81. It was only 8 off. Not bad. So that's all my little presents I have to give away today. But that doesn't mean you should leave. We've got 5 more minutes. But I have no idea what should we do in those 5 more minutes. What should we do? I don't know. Get down, what should we do? Yeah, congratulations, woo, someone won a thing. Congratulations, wow. Bravo, give him some clapping. Bravo, and we got a confirmation from, Garoko, can you tell me how to pronounce that, please? He said, thanks for the fun. No worries, I'm always here for the fun. He was tense throughout, as was I. But I'm talking about something completely different there. We're going to go into one more music track, and then we'll come back to say our farewells. And an announcement for 2018 for Dr. Skotnik. I know, God help you all. So coming up next is a short song. We'll do a short but sweet song. This is a live rendition of With Me by Crush 40. Enjoy.
I am who you are.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega. We're going to go fast. We've got to go fast because we've only got 2 minutes left. Oh my god, Sonic the Hedgehog. We're going to go fast. What we just had there was Crush 40 with me, the live rendition from 2014. Coming up next, we have everyone's favourite, Mr. The Voice, your boy, Voicey Boy, with some quality banter coming up next. Before we go on to that show, just want to announce that, unfortunately for you guys, I'll be coming back to Radio Sega next year, officially. Maybe the voice of Sega, maybe something different. I still haven't actually decided yet. But it will be pretty good in comparison to how the voice of Sega went in the past, because I want to make things a bit more professional. A professional sort of environment. So stay tuned for sometime in January. I'll be coming back. Bigger, better than ever, new time slot. Hopefully, because I live in Australia, it's hard to get a really good time slot that works for me and everyone else, because Australia just doesn't like the rest of the world. So it's currently like 9:30 in the morning for me, whereas in England it's currently 1:30 a.m. and in America it's like 8:30 p.m. which is not bad for American listeners, but for English European listeners it's a bit of a pain there. But anyways, thank you very much for tuning into the show today. I did have a request from Electric Boogaloo, however, I unfortunately don't have enough time to play that song, so I will play this song, my first song when I come back, I promise you that. My first song when I return to the airways will be your song, and I'll be sure to make special mention of that. So coming up next is a very quick song, and it's called the Dr. Skotnik song, where I just sing for like 20 seconds and then end the stream, because another show's coming up right now. So, thank you very much, everyone, and goodbye. Yeah, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog, gotta go fast. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Yeah, that was a good song.